How's a gallery different from just a porch, or is it?
I don't know, but I would think maybe a porch might be more like this or something like that. But
screened in, or?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you know, some houses have boards on the outside that sort of lap over each other, mm-hmm. like this. You call those?
Call them sidings.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of weatherboarding or clapboard?
Yes, I've heard of it. Weatherboarding.
Uh-huh. But it's not a term you would use.
Well, I wouldn't know what it was if I would use it, because I think a weatherboard, though, is just any old board on the outside, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the other is overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
And shiplap.
The siding is shiplap?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd say, You'd take a nail and
hammer it into the wall.
With a, you'd use a
nail
and a
hammer.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
I'd take the hammer and I'd hit the nail
uh-huh.
and drive it into the wall.
Okay. So you'd say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail all the way in.
Drove it all the way in.
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Has to be driven a little further.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close the door.
Or another word you could use.
Shut the door.
Uh-huh. How does that sound to you? Does that not sound?
Well, it's not the proper word to use, I know that.
Uh-huh.
Shut the door, close the door, I don't know.
Not much different. Before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
They called them privies in the old days.
Uh-huh.
And after we grew up and read Chicksales, well, you know that. Privy in the little back house.
Mm-hmm.
Heard some of them call it chicken coop.
Chicken coop?
Yeah. That wasn't general
use. Kids that didn't know would ever hear them.
Uh-huh. Any joking names or sort of vulgar names people used to use?
Yeah. Take it SHI house or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of vulgar. And little building you could have for storing wood.
Call it the woodshed.
Mm-hmm. What about tools? Where would they be kept?
The tools should be in the tool house, but of course we never had a tool house, and we kept them around in the barn.
Mm-hmm. What type of buildings did you have? You had the barn now. What else?
We had a barn and we had a shed. We would take the cow under when it rained, and a milker or something like that. It was
mm-hmm.
just
separate from the barn?
Separate from the barn. That is, we call the barn the closed-in part, and this other,
mm-hmm.
the other, you see, the shed. Or
the shed was attached to the barn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you keep in the barn?
We kept our saddles and our harness for the horses, and we kept the feed. We
mm-hmm.
had a box in there. We had bran and stuff for the cow to eat, and oats for the horses and mules, and hay whenever we had that. And we had another barn we put hay in, and later on that became the Model T shed.
The upper part of the barn where you can keep hay, you call that the
loft.
Uh-huh. Sam.